are now tuned in to Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Hey yo, peace, this is the son of Bambaataa, Africa Islam, representing the Universal Zulu Nation. Yo, inside the...
Yeah. Welcome to Culture Zine Radio Network. Tonight, we're going to do a very special thing, but let me first say this. This is Inside the Game. Tonight, we got my man, Sugar B, a radio legend, college radio legend, and a West Coast radio legend. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. A legend?
I had to set the mold, man. I love that.
It's refreshing to hear someone acknowledge me as a legend. That's good.
Well,
I've never really been called.
That was
legend
a legendary
before.
Time.
It was. And in case people don't know what we're talking about the legendary KUCR 88.3 FM that used to broadcast in the city of Riverside to the Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Fontana, Pomona, Corona, Ontario, Upland, Redlands, Corona, Moreno Valley, all out there in the boondocks, as some LA people would call it.
But you know what? It gave a lot of competition to LA radio because it was real black radio,
yes.
Soul on Sundays, and it was pure soul.
Yes,
it
was.
We talked about everything, we played everything, and we respected the music and the culture in which we played and participated in.
And yeah, exactly. Shaquille, you used to bring a lot of artists up there, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
Yeah, I used to bring a lot of artists up there, both hip-hop and R&B, and you know, those great days of working at Priority and Sony. And it was a blessing for me to be the marketing guy for that situation. But my brother here is a soul music extraordinaire, I have to tell y'all. He's what you call a soul music archaeologist. So I brought him on tonight because we're going to dissect some things and we're going to talk. We're going to talk about where black radio is, where black radio was, and where black and urban radio needs to go. We're going to play some new songs, some old songs. We're going to have some surprises, and there are going to be quite a few call-ins. There's going to be a big announcement tonight. We're going to introduce our new artist of the month for this radio station for January. He'll be calling in. So we got a lot of things to do. Let's get into this. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm going to play devil's advocate tonight because Sugar B is the expert tonight. I'm just along for the ride. So I played that song for a reason.
Okay.
One, to set the mood. Two, there was an article at the AP that came out that they said Adele was the greatest soul artist ever.
Oh, goodness.
I don't mean to sound racial. I don't want to irritate anybody, but that's some bullshit. second of all, most AP guys have never heard. If you go to a white home, you will not see a Tina Marie record. If you go to a black home, you will see a Tina Marie record. There is a lot of artists, and the name One is the Greatest is ludicrous. Going all the way back, and I'll play some things from back and forward. There's a lot of things on the table. It was up for about 35 minutes. And I got to give Adele a lot of credit. Adele was probably the first one to complain because it was off in 30 minutes.
Right.
From the website, she said, I can't say that. You can't say that because there's so much music behind me that I love. I feel disrespected that you would even try to make that statement. Now, this isn't about her being white. This is about what soul music is defined as now. Because I work in a label, and I can tell you, there's not a lot of groups that do R&B anymore.
True.
There are a lot of artists from overseas, and I love Sam Smith, you know, a lot of these great artists. I don't have a problem with any of them.
Yeah.
But what you can't do is make soul music without the soul participants.
Right.
We've got to take some on our own. We don't want to sing anymore. We want to be more gangsters. And R&B artists. Even our R&B artists want to look like gangsters.
Right.
We've got to take some blame on this ourselves.
Yeah.
We've got some phenomenal vocalists, and we need to step forth and carry out this tradition. Take the music where we found it and go beyond, like they did. They found the music, and they went beyond. So tonight we're going to explore all of that. So go ahead, brother. I had to get that out of me so you can say what you need to say.
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head right there. Basically, artists like Adele, you know, she has a lot of soul. We have to give her that. But at the same time, it's not the soul that we know. And I think you hit the hammer on the head again when you played Tina Marie, who's one of my favorite artists of all time.
To be honest,
I just love Tina Marie and everything about Tina Marie, her stage performance back in the day. I have a story actually. I seen Tina Marie on one of the last performances with her and Rick James, and truth be told, they were fighting. And now, you know, they talked about this on Unsung, how they used to have fights and stuff like this or whatever. Yes. Well, the last concert I seen her in was probably, I think, around 2000, before Rick passed, or whatever time that was, 2004, 2005, whatever year, I don't know, but it's in the 2000s. And I seen Rick was hogging up the stage, okay? And they had other artists that needed to be, I think Chaka Khan was going to be like the last artist that was going to be on that night, okay? And I know I'm taking the conversation in a different direction when I talk about this.
No, brother, this is your show tonight.
But truth be told, they did Fire and Desire, right? And they doing Fire and Desire, and, you know, Rick is going over his time because he wants to play every song in his catalog, look like, you know? All right? So the thing they said on Unsung about him being, kind of like out there when it came to being the spotlight and being in the front, well, that looked like it was true that night because I saw it firsthand.
Oh, no,
so
it was very true. It was very true because I know Danny, his music director.
Okay.
Since they were almost
in high
school. Rick is, woo.
Right, right.
Love him, but Rick was Rick, you know, like he said on TV, I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the way this night ends up, so it's like Chaka Khan is like the headliner, but the headliner is the last artist. So it's getting close to like 9 o'clock. The place is like, you know, 10 o'clock is, I think the place has to close or whatever. I think it was in Pasadena Bowl or somewhere. It was one big place, but anyway, long story short, basically they do Fire and Desire, and when they get to Tina Marie's spot, the curtain closed, and they left Tina Marie out there by herself to close out the show to give Rick the message. And that was one of the most classic moments, and it was the last time I seen either one of them in concert. Actually, the last time I seen Rick. I think I seen Tina another time after that at the House of Blues or something like that. But that was a classic moment because there she was finishing out Fire and Desire without Rick because – they were trying to send a message like, look, this show is over with, and you're gonna close the show out, and Rick is done because we gotta get Chaka out here. The leading lady of the night is not Rick James, and it's not even you, Tina, but it's Chaka Khan. So Chaka got a long catalog to do in the hours, so she's gonna do it. So that's what they did. So that was like the last time I seen them, but. Dynamics, they were one of a kind pair musically. I can recall hearing Fire and Desire for the first time in 1981, and I remember being mesmerized by that song because it was just something so different as far as a ballad was concerned, as far as a duet was concerned. And it was definitely one of the most prolific ballads of our time, I could say. Another one would be Luther Vandross and Cheryl Lynn. If This World Were Mine,
yeah.
I think that one's another one. And on a remake level, that was Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye's song originally. And
exactly.
What they did with that song, Luther and Cheryl, was amazing in 82. So anyway, that's some history right there, great music. And that's kind of what we're here to talk about tonight is great music. And like I say, I think you really hit the hammer on the nail when you mentioned the greatness of our artists that we call the kings and queens of R&B. Tina Marie definitely is in that category, actually. I agree with you, Chaka, when you say you respect Adele for taking that post down when people said she was the greatest R&B. What was it? What did she say? The greatest.
They said she was the greatest R&B of all artists of all time. And anybody that knows this music, you got to go way back to legends like, you know, Little Willie John and those guys. When you talk about great vocalists, James Brown, that list is way too long to name anybody as the soul number one, boom, bang, pop. It's just not going to happen.
And we'll get into
a lot of those songs. Yeah, and females. And the female list is long. I wanted to ask you, you remember this song that was a remake that Pure Soul did called Stairway to Heaven?
Yes, yes. Pure Soul, 1993, I believe, 94, somewhere around there. Yeah.
You see why I got this brother on? You see why I love this brother? We're going to get into that in a minute. I'm going to play that because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, this new generation, when it was out, they didn't realize that that was a remake of that. Parents had already heard that from the OJs.
Yeah, OJs. OJs did that. So, Stairway to Heaven was originally done by the OJs. I would say, I think that was on the... Dang, I'm getting a little older now, so I'm starting to forget stuff. But I think it was the Ship Ahoy
Sound
album.
Sound of Philadelphia.
Sound of Philadelphia. Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, which was one of the biggest producers of the 70s. They did a lot of artists like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Teddy Pendergrass, you know, really the Philly sounding, and the OJs, all the OJs music too.
The OJs, Billy
LaBelle, Paul,
and the LaBelles.
Patti LaBelle's, with Marble Lady Marmalade, all that. The Jacksons stuff, when the Jacksons broke off without Jermaine, they went to Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, and they produced The Good Times and Enjoy Yourself.
Which is funny because Gamble and Huff actually used to be at Motown too.
Right. And they did their own thing with
Philly.
And they
left because they didn't get paid.
Right. So they did their own thing. And there's many great producers. I mean, that'd be a whole other show when we're talking about producers.
Oh, bro, I got you coming on. Me and you going to do some tandem shows at the top of the year, man. We're going to do some things. I want y'all to understand something. Sugar Beat will be on our new radio station that we're having. We actually created this network for a reason. We're going to have a couple different stations. Sugar Beat is going to be one of the hosts on a show that is just pure Sugar Beat. I'm just giving y'all a taste. Sugar B shows are usually like. I can't be Sugar B, but I can play some of the music that my brother played. But we're going to get into this Pure Soul. Then we're going to come back with some new stuff. We're going to come back with songs that we think should be getting played on urban radio that are not. Let's go into this. This is Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives.
Yep.
And tonight we got Inside the Game with my man Sugar B.
Inside the Game, baby.
It's the latest from Pure Soul, Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
I can find a group like that, I'd sign them right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying, and I can do that. You know, I'm not bragging, but I am senior director, executive director of A&R over at A Universal. So if y'all got groups that sound like that, get at me.
Send them.
I'll give you my information at the end of the show. Get at me.
Get
That's
at
what
it.
I'm looking for.
Yeah, I got to talk to you about somebody, too, as well. I have somebody that I want to introduce you to as well. But, yeah, that's – now, Pure Soul, now, that's right around the time when SWV was big. You know, they had
right.
Always On My Mind, You're Weak, let's see, you're always On My Mind, Weak, a lot of songs right there, So Into You. That was
I
on
think
the
they
same
got caught
time.
Up in that tailwind because you had SWV.
Yeah.
You had quite a few girl groups, Brownstone, quite a few other
Brownstone.
Girl groups that were massive.
Yep,
Tony
Braxton.
And they kind of got caught almost like in a tailwind where they just couldn't win.
Right.
Because that
Blige.
Song was a beast.
Right,
Let's talk
right.
About
yeah, man.
What do you think about urban radio now, what they should be playing? So I want you guys to understand, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to bring back what urban radio should be. So if I offend you and you're urban radio, life's hard. I really don't care. I'm trying to give people what they want.
Right.
We got the Blog Talk stuff to talk and introduce. We have several satellite channels coming up. We're trying to do what Clarence Avant and them wanted to do in the 70s, actually build power radio stations about us, by us, for us. Shouts out to Clarence. Thank you for that thought and that process. This is what you wanted, and it took almost 40 years to get here.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to do it. We've got – now we have no excuse. It's not a money issue anymore because internet and digital has made things a whole lot cheaper and a lot easier and give us
a lot
more massive value.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We have to stop crying about what people ain't doing and try to figure out how we can be involved with the next evolution of change. And
right.
What we're trying to do here at Culture – Zine Radio Network. We got both radio and TV. We're trying to bring some things back. We're trying to make some things happen. So in order to do that, you got to go get some of those guys that made it happen. Everybody, you can't find the young, hottest DJ around the corner and expect him to understand where the game was if he'd never been there.
Right. You got to respect the old school of it and where it was and where it's been. Just like with the music, you got to respect where the pioneers are. And I think that's one of the most disrespectful things that is happening in hip-hop right now, where a lot of the young cats that are coming out now, they don't give homage to the people that paved the way.
A lot of them don't know.
And speaking about radio,
this is the truth. A
lot of them don't know that in the 90s, you couldn't get hip-hop on the radio.
Right.
You had to wait till the weekend on a Saturday night
Friday
between
night?
9 p.m. and 12 midnight, or on a Friday night from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight to hear hip-hop. You could not
Unless
hear Public
you're in L.A.
Enemy.
And you can hear K-Day every day all day. But
exactly,
yeah.
And I was going to get into that. But, yeah, exactly. So, you know, unless you was in L.A. and you got K-Day, and shouts out to Greg Mack because he was the one who put that on the map as far as playing hip-hop in L.A. And in the same time in Riverside – we had Rock Barry Benson bringing the hip-hop to L.A. Through Ice-T's manager, George Chinoza.
I may
have the name wrong, but, yeah, that's – yeah. He used to get the hip-hop records and used to bring them to Riverside. And then we had a hip-hop show in Riverside on Sunday. So – and this is circa 1986, when that happened. So – but mainstream black radio for a long time did not embrace hip hop. You know, they did not play Run DMC like people think nowadays that Run DMC, Salt and Pepper, the Beastie Boys. Let me think who else? KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions.
You have to remember, New York radio wasn't embracing it as much either. They had very few select shows.
Right. Nobody was playing it. And in New York, you had Mr. Magic's Rap Attack. You had –
but they were only 1 and 2 hour shows. You had
right.
Frankie Crocker.
Exactly.
You know, they only had 1 and 2 hour shows. So
and
they weren't
told.
Embracing it either. Soul Train wasn't playing hip-hop.
Right.
They would play it on the commercial when they go to commercial. But Don Cornelius wasn't banging hip-hop like that.
No. Soul Train was not playing hip-hop. Contrary
so,
to belief,
know,
Soul
right,
Train was
it,
not
it
playing
was
hip-hop.
That.
Because at that time, your Don Corneliuses and people like that were older cats that were that have been around since 1970 or 69 or 67 or whatever when I was born.
Right.
And there was a new culture that was coming out with Elias, you know, rap was it? Was it Fab Five Freddy and the people on MTV started embracing hip hop culture that way.
Right.
And but that was later on. But in the beginning, but radio.
Thank you, James Demi, yes, of course.
Right, focus on radio. Radio did not embrace it. So the thing is I'm trying to say is that Public Enemy, Flavor Flav and all them, Run DMC, all them, was not played on mainstream R&B radio until Saturday night or on a mix show that was on Friday night, okay, or a specialty show that was on a college radio station. And that happened
right.
up until about 19 – anyway, well, hip-hop kind of started around 1979-80. So the Curtis Blows, the Sugar Hill Gangs, Sugar Hill Gang got played, but Curtis Blow and people other than that, Grandmaster Flash, the Sequence, which is Angie Stone's old group, that the Sequence.
Very good for bringing that up. I was going to bring that up. You guys who listen to this show, you guys know we've had, you know, we've had a lot of artists on here. We've had Hip Hop Museum. We've had the Zulus on here. We've had,
right.
you know, Grandmaster Flash. We've had a lot of people on here.
Sport.
We'll have DJ Hollywood. You know, these guys are going to come on and tell you stories. But black radio has went through so many transitions, going all the way back to blues and jazz when it was called when it was the black record, and they would play them at night. They weren't, you know, this was
yeah.
AM, and they wouldn't play them late at night. So the same transition happened with blues, happened with jazz.
True.
This is a cultural thing that we've been through before.
Yeah.
The difference
it's all happened before. It's happened before.
The difference is we don't have any soul in our music anymore. And there's a lot of great independent artists
right.
out there. Matter of fact, you know, that's why we started doing the soul-like artists of the month. Because there's so many independent soul artists. Our soul independent artist of the month this month is actually... just dropped a record. She's doing well. So we present and love her a lot. I'm going to not play her single that she has out. I'm going to play a remix that I really want you to give me your ultimate thought about. I'm going to play it in about 2 seconds. And it's a remake of Otis Redding.
Oh.
I think it's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
But we want to talk about how do we get back to the music that we're playing now, not excluding hip-hop. You guys know I'm a Zulu kid, 32 years. I love hip-hop. But
right.
we have to get back some soul in our music. We have to change
yeah.
the perception.
The balance.
And there's some records out there that we're going to be playing tonight that we think should be playing. I'm going to play this track first, and then we're going to get into some of the songs that should be getting played. This is Ida Divine, and this is the song I love from her, and I tell her this all the time. That's how strong my love is. And I want you to listen to this and really tell me what you think, Shug.
I will.
That's how strong my love is, baby. That's how strong.
that sounds like Otis Redding, female Otis Redding right there.
Yeah. First of all, to redo an Otis Redding song, you guys don't really understand. Otis Redding is one of those guys that very few vocalists even try to tackle.
Right.
The last female that I know an Otis Redding song was Aretha, and she did Respect.
Right.
And the story I heard behind that was...
That's right.
Right. Donald Duck Dunn, who was one of the original Booker T and the MGs, Donald Duck Dunn told me that she came up to Otis and said, baby, and if you know, and like I know, Otis is a persona of soul. So for Aretha to walk up to Otis and say, baby, that song is good, but you ain't got enough soul for that song.
That's soul, man. That's soul. And that's all. I've been loving you too long, right?
He told her, well, if you can do better, Reed, you do it. 2 weeks later, she didn't. Mm-hmm. He said he'll never sing this song again. And he never did.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, people, Respect is not Aretha Franklin's hit. That's actually Otis Redding's song that had already gone gold.
Right. So we've been through it before, is what you're saying.
Right.
We've been through it before. It's happened before.
We've weathered this storm. The problem is how do we weather it this time? Because this time, it's not about our music. It's about corporate takeover. It's about radio. Our radio has always supported our music. Our radio does not support urban music. They support hip-hop. They don't support R&B like they should. They definitely don't support soul. So we've got to get back to our roots. We don't, you know, if you go look at jazz and blues, they're not black faces anymore. I'm not mad. Right. But the reality is, this is music about our soul, and we have to get back to our game and play our music and be proud of our music and our culture. We have an illustrious legacy that we basically walked away from.
Okay. So, yeah, the thing is that what's happening now is the music has turned ratchet. The word is ratchet. And everybody knows this. I mean, most people, you know those who are over a certain age, if you're over 35, you know the fact that the music is not as soulful as it used to be. The meaning of a song is not like it used to be. Brothers don't hold their women up high like they used to in a song. Instead of holding her up, saying how much he loves her, he's telling her how he wants to do her, how he wants to exploitate her, you know, different things that he wants to do with her. Turn up with her, how he wants to have her at the party with her girlfriend, you know, and the both of them, all three of them get together and they do a ménage à trois. For you young folks who don't know what that means, I know you do, but there it is. And those are some of the things that I think our music has shifted to. And a lot of this, namely, is not because of us as black people. It's because of the corporate people behind the record companies that push this stuff. You know, i.e. the 90s when all the black music divisions and a lot of the record companies were phased out. And they decided to make everything a... corporate umbrella, if you will, controlled by somebody that was very successful in whoever they promoted or was an A&R for or whatever the case was. That person is now in charge of everything that's everything, and that means pop, rock, R&B, whatever, hip-hop, whatever. And that's been the big thing on the record side of things, which has now turned our music into, well, we'll sign you, but you got to be a certain way. You got to be thuggish. You got to be, if you're a woman, you got to be a hoe. You got to be, you know, selling your ass on MTV and BET. Mm-hmm. You know, those are things you got to do to be signed. And if you're doing that, and there's a lot of artists out there, there's a lot of artists that sing real soul and sing real songs and stuff like this. But at the same time, there's other artists out there that are doing the ratchetry, you know. And I'm not going to name names. Of course, you guys all know who those people are. And if you look at, and I got you, and I hear you right there. But the thing, that's the thing on the record side. Now on the radio side, you've got corporate type things happening where black radio has been black radio wherever it's been black radio at, and you had a lot of people programming that were black programmers and black music directors and things like that. And that changed in the 90s when a lot of people who really love hip-hop and a lot of people who love hip-hop, a lot of the young college people in the 90s, college kids that love hip-hop were not black. So you had a lot of these white, I'm trying to be politically correct, but I'm going to go ahead and call it.
We don't be politically white, correct here. We just
white kids, white kids basically who dug our music, basically loved our music from the 90s on, okay? And these people now are running stations now, okay? And I don't name names on that either, but the thing about it is a lot of, basically we've kind of like not open the door for younger black programmers and younger black music directors to become those type of heads at radio stations. So most stations now are not necessarily controlled by us no more. So what happens is, and then also with deregulation and consolidation, I guess really consolidation would be the biggest
like
thing where
big companies where, taking over.
Yeah, big companies taking over, becoming one, merging as one, and then they have a senior vice president of R&B, a senior vice president of hip hop, a senior vice president of whatever. So these people become the people that define our music. And what happens is that every station is now ran by the same cat, basically on the senior level, and the senior level basically dictates what's going to be played to the music director, to the program director, whether he's black or white. But then you got the white kid that's basically in their program in the station or even music director in the station. And what you hear is what you hear, and that's what you're forced to hear every day, even if it's bad or good. Now, my thing is like this, and I'm going to name a song.
A lot of the radio stations, when they did that, they took away a lot of the community part. There's certain songs.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Top 40 radio plays Billboard cuts. Urban
right.
radio has always supported album cuts.
Right.
And so you don't get the community response. You don't get the community involvement. And
right.
there's certain songs that play in certain communities in certain regions of the country that don't play anywhere else. Like funk was never really big in New York as it was
right.
in California.
Right.
Jazz was bigger there. So, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why things regionally make big moves. And when
right.
you're running things from an ivory tower, you don't see that local corporate level, or as they say in politics, all politics is local. All music is local. It's where
yeah, but
it
let
needs
it, but,
to be supporting local artists.
But let it affect the ratings, and then that'll change. Okay, then that's when stations go under. Like I think we've witnessed in LA a lot of different stations who fell under that were on at one time and now they're off. You know. And that's part of the corporate moves that are made, you know, when things happen. But the money is the thing that drives it all. So if ratchetry is the thing of today, then that's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to program. And I think that's the thing that we want to focus on this particular program is the unsoulfulness of our hip-hop mainstream R&B hip-hop radio stations. Now, let me give you a quick definition of it, okay? First, you got urban contemporary radio. Urban contemporary radio, which is the most popular R&B and hip-hop music, is what it's supposed to be, okay? Now, back in the day, as I was saying earlier, this type of format did not embrace hip-hop. Now it's everything hip-hop. And the only thing I'm really saying in this whole conversation really is that there needs to be a bigger balance on the urban side of things. Urban stations, I'll give you some examples to give you for those of you who don't know what the definition is. In LA, we have Real 92.3. Okay, that's our urban R&B and hip hop station. In New York, you have Power 105.1. In Philadelphia, you have Power 99. In San Francisco, you got KMEL 106.1. In Chicago, you got WGCI. In Detroit, you have WJLB. Dallas, you have the Beat 97.9. In Houston, you have the Box 97.9. Okay, just to give you some examples of hip hop and R&B. Hot 95 in Atlanta, exactly, and 107.9 at Christian. I think it's gospel now, but anyway, it used to be that. But anyway, so yeah, you got the hip hop stations, and the hip hop artists on the mainstream urban contemporary format basically focuses on only a few artists. It's Chris Brown, The Weeknd, Future, Fetty Wap, DJ Khaled, J. Cole, Travis Scott, Dej Loaf, Ty Dolla $ign, Big Sean, Drake, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, Ray Shrimmer, French Montana, Jeremiah, and Meek Mill. Now, that's supposed to be your so-called hip-hop and R&B station. My question is, where is the R&B in that? There's not much R&B there. The only R&B you got in that list that I just named right there is Chris Brown, The Weeknd, and I guess Future would be the new R&B, and Fetty Wap would be the new R&B, okay? And then you have Jeremiah in that list that I just named. Everybody else is hip-hop. Now, again, I'm not against the hip-hop. I love hip-hop.
I just think there needs to be a better mesh.
But there needs to be a better mesh to it. And, okay, so that's urban. That's your mainstream urban station. Now you got your AC station. This is a station that's catered to a person over 35, basically. 25
to 54. That's adult contemporary, if you guys don't know.
Adult contemporary. And these are the artists kind of in the adult contemporary category that some of these should be played on urban, too, okay? R. Kelly, Tank, Tyrese, Johnny Gill, Janet Jackson, Monica, Angie Stone, Jaheim, Avant, Kim, SWV, Babyface, Tamar Braxton, Erykah Badu. Those are some examples of urban AC. So you kind of get a picture right there of where AC is, okay? Now, to me, good music is good music. And there's no reason whatsoever on God's green earth that if a good song is a good song, it should be played on a black radio station called Urban. It should be played there. And I'm going to give you a couple of name titles on some of those artists that I mentioned right there. R. Kelly, Backyard Party, which is one of his new songs that just came out, is not getting no play on urban contemporary radio. Back in 2002 or 3 when Step in the Name of Love came out, that got play on urban radio. It gets no, even Step in the Name of Love don't get no play now on those stations.
Neither does the new Janet Jackson
exactly.
Featuring J. Cole's. Jamie Foxx and Chris Brown, which I think is knocking. Have you heard that?
Yes, exactly. The new Jamie.
You know what?
Fox
matter of fact, let's get into that Jamie Foxx
and
Chris Brown joint. this joint, man, that You Change Me is banging.
Yeah, got no play on these stations. No play.
It's Young B. What's up?
Man, it's all you.
Okay.
It's gonna be crazy. Party's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be nice. A lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing though, she coming.
Who comes?
The one I told you I met a few weeks ago. She got me on skates, man. I'm nervous.
One.
Light skin, beautiful. She on
complaining.
The TV show.
How you pull that off?
I don't even know. I just maybe she saw one of my box sets. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But here's the thing, man. You know how usually when we meet a girl, you know, first night, what we do?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Oh, man, you know it's crazy too, though. Yeah. I've been talking to this girl on and off, just, you know, trying to date. I'm like, well, I got a little party going on with my brother. Mm-hmm. Come through.
Right.
She was like, you know what? I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up.
So both of them going to be here. So what we doing? Yes. Because I got that feeling.
Yeah, but can we say that?
Like, can we say
settle down?
What?
No,
man.
We want to settle down.
One question.
What's up?
Strippers or no strippers?
One. washing all of these dishes. Your crib or my bed, it don't make a difference. I'm licking on your body, girl, I'm feeling on your booty. Know you really wanna do the nasty. Girl, I love it when you get on your knees. You make me disappear like magic. Girl, you don't even know.
Inside the game, we're doing a very special show with Mr. Sugar B. We're talking about urban radio, urban music, where we got to go, where we've been. We got some surprises still coming. I got a text from somebody to ask, what do you think about that song Jasmine Sullivan did called Let It Burn?
Oh, exactly. Prime example. In fact, you know what? That song that you just played from Jamie Foxx, Jamie Foxx was on urban radio with Blame It on the Alcohol and all that, but he couldn't get no spins on that song there, even with Chris Brown on the hook. He couldn't get no play, okay? So that song kind of flopped on urban radio. And, Jasmine Sullivan, Let It Burn, which is a sample of After Seven's Ready or Not from 89 or so, 88, 89, from After Seven. It only gets played on Urban AC, but doesn't get no play on Urban Contemporary. And, yes, I think that is a hot song. I think it should be in urban radio. And whoever that was that tweeted that, they are right on time on what we're talking about, because that is exactly what we're saying. These songs are being ignored on mainstream urban radio, and they should be played on urban AC as well as urban contemporary as well, and they're not being played there.
With that, I got to go pay some bills. We'll be right back. This is Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Tonight on Inside the Game, we have a very special guest, Mr. Sugar B.
Yes,
so,
sir.
While we do that, I'm going to pay some bills. I'm going to play a couple commercials back to back.
Back to back. They want it back to back.
Lost in a hidden city, where divergent artists and dancers are enslaved and bound by their own dreams, while other primitive planets, such as American Idol, X Factor, and The Voice, have captured some of the greatest singers in the world. There's only one planet left for artists, where the world's most renowned record labels and judges travel the galaxy looking for the next big thing. Sign up now. Get discovered. Get a $50,000 to $100,000 check. Get a record deal. Register online now. Go to www.thenexttoblow.com. Spaces are limited. Act now. You could be the next to blow. www.thenexttoblow.com.
Hey, this is Aaliyah Molden, a 14-year-old singer, model, actress, and honor roll student. I've performed around the country at several Disney concerts, but nothing means more to me than taking a stand against bullying. Come out and support the Bully Awareness Network's free Christmas concert and toy drive at the Tom Bradley Family Source Center. You will see me perform, take pictures on the red carpet, get a toy, and sign autographs with other popular young stars. If you need additional information, please contact Dr. Spinner at 323-301-2416. Thank you, and see you there.
and we'll come back. But I want you guys to understand what we're talking about, okay? You know, this is what you got. You guys got to realize this should be played every day. I know I feel like we're bashing hip hop. It's not. I think there should be a better mix.
Right. There's no reason why that can't be played next to back to back from Drake. I think that's what we're saying. There's no reason why it shouldn't be played with back to back or I Don't F With You by Big Sean. Or Ty Dolla Sign, or you know DJ Khaled, or Rick Ross, for that matter. You know that song should be right in the middle of all those songs right there. So that's really the idea right there. That the hip hop and R&B, like the slogans are usually LA's or New York's jamming hip hop and R&B, or LA's hip hop and R&B station. Those are some of the slogans that they use when they say this. But the R&B is missing, okay? And that's what we're talking about. Why is Tyrese's Shame not – and Tyrese spoke about this. He was saying that, you know, my song and my brand covers all kinds of markets, and you're limiting my reach because my song Shame is not being played on certain stations across the country that should be playing it. That song Shame should be is a classic – rendition of a guy that basically went through some stuff and he's just going through it, and his girl then kicked him out, and you know, he's shamed that he had to be kicked out of the situation, and you know, he's just acknowledging the fact. He's that's a real song, actually. What I'm trying to say is,
and
like,
it's actually more hurtful because it goes even deeper than that. He's actually doing a movie, and that's
right.
The first song.
Yeah,
and the movie's called
that.
Shame.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You know,
yeah.
I talked to Tyrese a couple weeks ago about this, and he was one of the inspirations when we talked about doing this. We talked about, you know, a lot of things, and he was looking for to give young artists chances on the new movie. And,
right.
He had said, you know, he talked to me, he said, bro, you know, I'm trying to get some of these R&B artists that aren't getting a shot, because I got a shot when I was
right.
young.
Right.
He said, I want to, you know, I want an A&R this project where, you know, we bring back some urban music. So he was looking for real urban music to put on there.
Right.
And we were talking about how he wasn't getting played. And he was one of the conversations that started me and you talking about this project. Because
yeah, it's true. Very true.
You know, me and him had a personal conversation, both the internet and on the phone, and we talked about how his song is not getting played, how his
right.
brand is not being pushed, how
right.
music, real urban music, is not getting played. I mean,
and
he's talking
about,
he's talking about all the way back to Sam Cooke. It's the same struggle. Why?
Right. And the thing about it is that, you know, back in the day, I mean, the thing is, R. Kelly used to get played on our mainstream urban. He doesn't get no play no more. Tank used to get mainstream R&B play. He gets no play no more. Johnny Gill used to get mainstream R&B play. Heck, Janet Jackson, the biggest comeback of 2015, for God's sake, did not get any play on mainstream R&B until J. Cole jumped on the track, and then they got a little bit of play on mainstream R&B
right.
with No Sleep,
Monica.
Right?
Monica with Lil Wayne
is
not getting
Lil Wayne. And you know, and it's sad that it has to be the formula for it to work. You have to have a hip hop artist that's relevant right now to make your song good when your song is already good.
But even
good
then,
without,
it's not getting played. Even then, it's not.
That's even worse.
This is not getting played with the J. Cole on it.
No, it's not. And if it is, it's very light rotation on some of these stations. Because I sit back and I monitor these stations a little bit as far as what they play and the songs that they're playing, because I'm just a music head. So. I'm a little different. I listen to everything.
What you are is someone that respects the music, and that's the difference.
I do.
And it's not about not liking this or disrespecting
this.
It's about
not.
Liking all of it.
I just think there should
and
be some
balance.
And
wanting all of it to be in play and all of it to be played and everybody have access to all of it. That's what radio stations are supposed to do. They're
right.
supposed to provide a variety of different music and different sounds.
Variety.
You know, speaking
yes.
of that Tyrese joint, I just can't escape. Nah, this is Shame from Tyrese. You guys got to hear this, man.
Yeah, go ahead and play
it.
You that.
Guys need to call radio stations. Call them and ask them about this Monica record. Call them and ask them about why they're not playing Jonathan Sullivan. Call them and ask them about this Shame record. Call and ask about, you know, the Jamie Foxx, Chris Brown
yeah, you
track.
Changed
call
me.
And ask about
yeah.
the R. Kelly, you got the Janet Jackson. Call them. This is your job.
No sleep, yeah.
While we're talking about it, I'm going to let y'all listen to it, and you see what we feel.
Too. I must be all kind of crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made them, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry. I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
Wish I'd never done you wrong. since you've been gone. My understanding has more than grown. I come to this conclusion over and over again. I don't want an enemy. I just want back my friend. I'm ashamed of me. I wish I never done you wrong. Every night of us I dream. Then I wake up and wish I could say sorry. You come back home. Hey, baby, yeah. I was trying to get through it so I wouldn't have to be alone. If I knew then what I know now, if this thing would be
downgrading any of you guys.
No.
I'm not here to tell you guys what to do. I'm just saying that we are Urban Radio and we need to play music that's in our community, not just the hits. We need to play stuff that make hits. We got to start breaking records again, breaking artists. We got to be willing to take chances.
And that's a hit.
That's a smash.
A smash. One of the that's best songs that Tyrese has ever done, almost, really.
I agree with you.
You know, I mean, just the way he sings that song, it's like
and he believes that too.
The emotion of it, the hook of it, the damn, have I been through that before type of thing, you know? I did wrong, baby, but I'm ashamed. Oh, my God.
I'm ashamed of it. I'm telling you I'm sorry. I'm not just saying I'm sorry. I'm showing you.
I'm showing you I'm
sorry.
Exactly. And that's soul.
Soul music is to bring out the inspiration.
The
inspiration. It's supposed to bring out the emotion.
The inner feeling.
It's supposed to take you on this ride that we don't get music that takes us on these emotional roller coasters. Right?
It don't happen often. Not no more.
That
Not
song,
no more.
To me, is one of Tyrese's best songs.
Right.
And Tyrese believes so too. So I'm trying to support you, brother. You know, when I hit you up next week, I definitely want to let you know when I send you the playlist. I played your joint, brother. I played your joint.
And he's a fellow Capricorn too, I might add. A fellow Capricorn.
He's a really good brother. He's really a
shout
good
out
brother.
to the goats that are coming out later on this month. Okay.
That's right. That's coming up. That's right. You got
I just
want to
add that.
Coming up.
December 31st for yours truly, yo.
Yeah, New Year's, baby. I forgot about that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
So, you
I'll
know, we really got to help. We got to make some changes.
Yeah.
I had a question for you.
Sure.
What do you think about going back and going forth? Like, what do you think about some of these new artists going back and playing some of the old songs track-wise? I mean, Mary's done it before, and quite a few others have taken music from another and
right.
putting vocals on top of it. I think that's a great idea. That's one way to guarantee you
yeah.
are supposed to guarantee you some radio. It's one way to pull more than one generation towards your music. And
yeah.
I think that that's the way of some things to do.
So you're saying sampling?
Not particularly, like Jazz and Sullivan. That wasn't a sample.
Right, or putting your own music to it, but making it sound
right.
like the... Yeah, you know what? I think it's a great idea. I think it's a wonderful idea because, you know, the thing about it is once people find out where it came from, it keeps
mm-hmm.
that old music alive. Case in point, the Jasmine Sullivan record, that was the After 7 record from 1988. Okay, so 88 to 2006, what is that, 20-some years later? That song
yeah.
is now being kept alive right there, Ready or Not. Okay, and then you have even Tank's new record, If Only You Knew. It's called, it's called If Only You Knew. I think it's the same title track, actually, of Patti LaBelle's record,
right.
If Only You Knew from 83. So,
right.
you know, it's like 30 years later, here's Tank with another song, you know, basically showcasing Patti LaBelle 30 years before. So I think it's a great thing. I think, yeah, you're right. And I think that's part of the structure. I think, you know, black music is a wonderful music, period. I don't care if it's hip-hop or R&B. It's a beautiful music. And the thing about it is there's so much talent in that, you know. And that talent needs to be showcased, and I think it should be on multiple stations. This division that's going on right now I think is the problem, though. Where you have everything hip-hop is urban, everything urban adult contemporary is R&B, we're killing the essence of R&B, and people are trying to even say almost in some circles that R&B is dead. And I'm like, no, it's not. And good songs are not dead. If you listen to some of these urban AC stations, you'll hear where the good urban AC music still lives at, actually. Songs like
right.
Raheem Devon, Temperatures Rising, The Monica, Just
Raheem
Right
Devon,
for Me.
Yeah.
The Jaheim, Back in My Arms, the Angie Stone, I got two Bad Habits. That is my
you
song
know, we,
right there.
We keep got, mentioning the Monica, and we haven't played it. And I
yeah,
need
to play Monica. We need to play Monica, because I think this is the
Let's play Monica featuring Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
This is
I
the joint
that
y'all really need to listen to. It's really
yeah.
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
She's so good for me, Mr. Good Stuff, Mrs. Good Stuffin', good loving. Watch me pull up till I pull something on a full stomach. Take her out to eat like I'm hungry, if you're hungry. Popping it off, then dropping it off, then topping it off with a whack on the jaw and a smack on the ass. And I call me tomorrow and I walk to the door and a honk on the horn. Got Monica on my playlist and she on my bailiff. But since I got a situation, I use imagination. Alright,
baby, 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 baby. Ain't no one gon' take me from my baby. Like I can give my heart and all my time. Gotta keep my love and all your mind. Oh, you got me going so far and deep. I can't control it. We're meant to be together through the times, 'cause you're just right for me.
Going so far and deep. I
attention. Boy, you never lose, cause you know I miss it. The things we do, my king, you're my best friend.
And it's just right for me.
Baby, 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 baby.
Ooh, you're just right for me.
That's just me.
Just right for me.
This should be banged on radio.
Yep.
Come on, guys. Keep behind you.
Yep.
This should
right
be banged.
There. Right there.
Welcome
that
back
be
to Culture Zine Radio, where urban music, urban culture lives. This is Inside
yep.
the Game. Tonight we have Mr. Sugar B.
Yes,
hopefully
sir.
He'll spend a couple nights with us in the next coming month so we can
yeah.
talk about some of these things and
yes,
talk
sir.
About, you know, where urban music is going. I definitely want to have a round table with him and a couple other people.
Some other
producers
people, yeah.
and songwriters going to be calling in. Speaking of that, we got a guest. I want to introduce you guys to Mr. Aaron Sky.
Okay.
How you doing, brother?
What's up? What's up, brother? How y'all doing?
Good,
I'm
good.
Good.
How are you?
Now, you know,
I'm
you might remember him, Sugar. He had a record out before that I think you liked that he was when he was over there at Red Ant.
Okay, who?
This is Aaron Sky.
I was with it was called The One. The single came out with The One, and Randy Phillips put it out over there at Red Ant. 98, 99.
I'm sure if I hear it, I'll probably know it.
Oh yeah, you'd be all over it. It was a smash, brother. It was a smash. It was hot.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now,
sir.
This
I'm
young
sure.
brother here is amazing.
Yes,
I've been given the pleasure to work with him on his new project. Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his mix is coming out. He's going to be the new, just for you guys understanding, you know, this month was Ida Divine. Next month belongs to Brother Aaron Sky. You're going to definitely go look at the website. You'll see the music. You'll hear the product, advanced sounds on the album, the whole thing. Brother, we're going to play the brother every week on every show. We'll play the song. And I want to introduce you guys, and I wanted to make that introduction. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
He's got that sound that we talked about, that contemporary urban sound with the move towards the future and
okay.
understanding where it's at, and his voice.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. All right. I know, you know, he's like Steve Harvey with introductions and stuff. I'm like, my God,
yeah,
he called me a legend.
Right?
I'm like, you know,
but you
he's
are,
like
brother.
Steve Harvey
I mean, you
right
do some
now.
Legendary things, man. It's, you have to represent people for what they've done. You have to be
I
proud
love it.
Of
Thank
what
you,
they've
Shaki.
Done and give these guys props. Definitely, Aaron, man, let's talk a little bit about your record. We got a few minutes. I definitely want to make sure everybody has time to say their things, but let's talk a little bit about the record a little bit.
Yeah.
Going forward, where's the record at? What are we getting ready to do? I mean, I know, but
yeah, we're about to drop this first single, Room Service. We're gonna put it out on an independent little step first, and get some radio movement for it, and get some viral move for it. We're all really excited about it. It's different. It's unique. It's got a little bit of the old and the new, and I'm just gonna try my best to hold the platform of good R&B music, you know, and keep it club, keep it radio. And, you know, my personal opinion is I don't call it R&B anymore. I just call it rhythm. It's just straight rhythm. Drop the blues. It's all about rhythm now. So when people ask you what's R&B, like, correct them real quick. No. Just called rhythm now. It's just rhythm, baby.
I love it.
Thank you.
No problem, so brother. You will be back. I'm going to interview you for an hour. Me and you
All
have
right.
a long, intimate conversation. I would
For
love
sure.
to have my brother Sugar B on this call with me because I'm gonna. You send me some copies. I'm gonna send it over to Sugar. We're gonna dissect it. Me and hopefully my brother can come on and we'll talk about what
yeah.
we think the product is. And because Sugar is an R&B expert, so I really
nice.
Give him a lot of props.
Yes,
nice.
And I,
he's
you know,
one of the dudes
that ahead,
plays
go.
The record with the lights off and the candles.
I got some of those. I got some of those for you, Sugar. I got some of those on this record, boy. I got some of
Uh-oh.
Those.
look out.
Oh yeah.
Look out.
I got that couple together music. We won't call it
Ooh,
baby.
Ooh, that's what's
we'll
up.
Call it couple together music. I got that
that's
for you.
That's what's up. Cool.
Sweet,
that's
brother.
What's up. Well, we need that.
I just want to call in real quick, Sugar, say hello. Get a chance to say hello to all the people out there and say what's up to you, Shock. You know, much love to you, brother. And just I want to drop in real quick and just say what's happening.
Give your info where people can catch your product, man.
You can go on. There's a lot of stuff on Facebook. There's stuff right now on iTunes. If you go on iTunes and just type in AARONSKYY, I'm loading it up with a new record called Frequency. And then soon enough, come in January, you'll be able to catch the new album, which is called Rhythm.
Rhythm,
by
I
Eric
like it.
Sky, and it's just, I'm telling you, people, y'all are going to love it. It's something good for your ears and it'll make you happy.
Cool. You know, I'm feeling a Chris Brown vibe here. I think you're going to be the next Chris Brown for some reason. I don't know, but.
I take that as a great compliment, man. Chris is a wonderful artist. He's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of great moves. He's got a beautiful voice, man. And for anyone to even put me at the same platform, man, I'm honored. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm kind of hearing that in your delivery and what you're saying. So, and I think Chris Brown does do rhythm. I agree with that. I think that's what we need in hip-hop and R&B right now is rhythm. And I think Chris Brown do that. And I think what you're saying, I like what you're saying when you say rhythm. I love it. I think that's it. It's not hip-hop
and
R&B no more. It's the rhythm station.
Rhythm station. Rhythm, baby. It's all about rhythm.
All day long.
All day.
I love it. Love it.
So you guys want to catch Aaron after the 31st? You will be able to hear samples of his product on www.culturezineradionetwork.com. He's our featured artist of the month. We call that our soul star of the month. Okay. And it'll be Mr. Aaron Sky, and we will be doing a lot of promotions and marketing with the brother. I mean, he's locked into my family on every angle I can think of. So we're going to make this happen. Thank you, brother. Give me a call after the show. I'll give you a call to talk about some things, and we'll go from there. You know I love you, brother.
Cool.
All right?
Thank you. Love you guys, too. Peace. Thank you very much.
Cool.
Good to meet
you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right.
So, Mr. Sugar, please give your information, brother. And, I picked a song that I think we're going to go out on. A lot of people ain't heard it, but everybody stole it.
Okay.
The last 60 years.
Okay, what song?
Actually, I got Little Willie John, the original guy that did Fever. Amazing song that has been copied I don't know how many times by whoever, from country to rock to jazz to
all kind of stuff.
So I wanted to give a tribute because this is a lot of the guys like Sam Cooke and them said they loved Little Willie John. So I'm going to definitely go out with that one. But definitely give you information.
Okay.
Tell people about what you know.
Well, basically, the biggest place and the only place really you can catch me is really Facebook. Baron Franklin Senior. Baron Franklin Senior at Facebook, okay? You can contact me that way. I do have a Twitter, but I'm a little old school, so I don't really do the tweet thing. I have an account, but it's at Sugar B. I believe that's it. I'm not sure. But anyway, you can try that. Other than that, just wait for us to come alive in 2016 because me and Shaki, we're about to do some big things when it comes to the radio online. We'll be letting you know exactly when we're going to be launching. The new radio station is coming up that we're going to be putting together. And that's the biggest thing that I think we're biggestly focused on. Biggestly, is that a word? We're focused on at this point. But so that's what we're after in 2016. Keep R&B alive because it's not dead, as people are saying. You know, people are saying that R&B is dead. And they said hip-hop was dead in 1980, but it's still alive as well and thriving bigger than better than anybody ever hoped it would. So embrace old school, embrace new school, embrace R&B, and embrace black culture, straight up. That's what I'm saying.
Straight up. With that, I want to say, you know, I believe we've got to keep urban culture alive. We've got to definitely believe in what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you can hit me at Inside the Game, anything. You can also hit me on Culturezine Radio Network, anything. all of the social medias. You can go to our website, CulturezineRadioNetwork.com. Definitely stay tuned. We got some contests coming up. We got some radio play contests. We got a lot of things happening. We got some TV shows that we get ready to rock. So stay tuned to us. And remember, he may not come when you call, but he's always on time. And you know what? We'll be black next week. With that, I want to definitely say peace, love to both my Soul Bridge, my Universal family, my Culture Zine family. I love y'all. And for all the fans, we love y'all. And for those special people, you know I love you. Here we go with Willie John. You guys need to really know your history. This is something that you guys need to listen to. Go ask your grandparents about this. And we out.
All right.
I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby. Hear every word I say. No one can love you I do, 'cause they don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. Believing what my lips have to say. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. My eyes light up when you call. I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.